Chapter 15 and 16 is where the seven last plagues start. The overall in these two chapters is, just as Israel once stood on the banks of the Red Sea and celebrated God's liberating act of the Exodus, so also the redeemed people of God at the end of times will stand on the shores of the heavenly sea, as John is showing here, and sing the songs of Moses and the Lamb. So what this is the part I talked about where we're going to go into kind of that comparison of things. There is a heavy imagery from Exodus here. John is drawing, you know, very powerfully from his Old Testament tradition. And it starts with Egypt, which is the symbol for Rome here, Pharaoh, which is the symbol for Caesar, and the plagues, which are the symbols for the eschatological woes that we talked about. In other words, those that wrath of God coming at the end of time. 15:4, chapter 15, verse 4, the biblical and apocalyptic traditions offered pictured the triumph of God's kingdom in two contrasting ways. Either the pagan nations were defeated and destroyed in a climactic last battle, like we just saw, we talked about with the sickle there, or the pagan nations are converted and become worshipers of the one God. Going back to the lion and the lamb again, the amazing thing with John is that he actually juxtaposes both of these images without actually harmonizing them. So John does not call for a universal salvation, but he does say the kings of the world end up becoming worshipers of God. So God just doesn't do away with everyone who isn't exactly Christian right out of the gate. Again, you remember in the New Jerusalem, the door to the city is always open. Part of that means the city doesn't need defending because God's all powerful. But part of that also means God's not shutting the door on saving anyone, even the people who have been following the mark of the beast. That in the end, God's renewal is for everyone who's going to turn to him. So in 15:5, and this is still going with that Old Testament, so you got that the biblical.
The lion is a representation of the world or the Old Testament?
Which one? I'm sorry, did you
the
say?
Lion.
The lion.
A representation of the world or the Old Testament?
The lion, we talked about last week, is actually a representation, most scholars believe, is a representation of the Jewish tradition. The Jewish people believe that the Messiah was going to come as this lion who would then conquer the world. Yeah. The beauty of what.
Specifically, even the tribe of Judah.
Yes, and what we talked about is that what an amazing thing that John does is he represents the lion as becoming the lamb. So Christ actually saves the world through a sacrifice, not through conquering it militarily.
Okay.
The tabernacle is also shown in 15:5, and again, this is the tying back to the Old Testament. The tabernacle shown here as the heavenly sanctuary. It's portrayed as a tabernacle accompanying Israel in the wilderness. And that ties back to Exodus 40, 34 through 38, where they carried the tabernacle with them that held the law of God.